In the name of Jesus, amen. Hear the word of the Lord. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Jesus is Lord. Jesus sits upon his throne. You are loved by God. Jesus is the good shepherd, and you are one of his dear sheep. Be encouraged by that. Those statements of truth, they're not new, they're not novel. But they are statements of truth from God's word, and it is important for you to hear them again and again and again. It's important for you to hear them again and again because being a follower of Jesus is, it's difficult and it's challenging. That doesn't mean it's bad. We're just saying it's difficult and it's challenging. Some things are. Being a good worker is difficult and challenging. Being a parent is difficult and challenging. Getting old, it's difficult and challenging. Just a statement of reality that that's how those things are. And we have to say that when it comes to following Jesus, because sometimes we think, well, no, if I follow Jesus and I do the right things, then it shouldn't be difficult. My life should get easier. Things should go better. If I am good and I do the right things, then God should make things go my way. That is not Christianity. That is superstition. God's word says something very, very different. It sounds attractive to say, well, yeah, if I do this, then God will do that. And that does sell, but that's not what God's word teaches. God's word teaches something very different. God's word teaches, no matter how bad it gets, Jesus is with you. Psalm 23, very familiar psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Jesus reminded his followers, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. He didn't say, oh, you won't have any troubles, or I'll take them all away. He's like, nope, you're going to have troubles, but what I give to you is bigger than all of that. James reminded his readers, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And Paul reminded the young pastor Timothy, everyone who desires to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Following Jesus is challenging. And so when you find that, don't think, well, there must be something wrong with me. Why does it seem easier for everybody else but not for me? Why does it seem like other Christians get their way but I don't? There's nothing wrong with you. You are loved and forgiven in Christ. And God would remind you that the challenges and difficulties that come your way, He can use to draw you closer to Himself. They have a purpose. And that purpose is good, even though it seems difficult and challenging. God reminded the Apostle Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Here in our sanctuary on the north side here, we have the 12 emblems of the 12 apostles. Yeah, some churches put on their windows those people who gave the money. We have the emblems of the 12 apostles. And those Those 12, 11 of them, tradition tells us, died a martyr's death. They died for the faith. The one that did not, John, died in exile for the faith. That's the kind of company we keep here. People who have gone through far more than you or I have, and yet have persevered, have held fast. And that is an encouragement to us. A reminder that we follow a God who raises the dead. And that is our hope and our promise and our assurance. In our epistle lesson today, the writer of the book of Hebrews asks us to think about the Christian life as a race. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And you know what a race is. Has a beginning, has a middle, has an end. But this is not a sprint. This is an endurance race. And it's a race that begins at your baptism and it ends when you die. And it calls for endurance. It calls for perseverance. It calls for steadfastness. Long distance endurance running takes patience and perseverance. Nobody says, yeah, I'm going to run a marathon next weekend. Haven't trained at all, but I'm going to run a marathon next weekend. Yeah, they won't make it. They won't make it. They'll quit, or they'll get injured, or both. But if they put in the time, if they put in the miles, the training over weeks and months, gradually the body acclimates so that they can run that kind of distance, 26.2 miles, in a safe manner. But that training is often dull and tedious and boring. But if the person perseveres, the body gradually acclimates itself. In a similar way, following Jesus is not something we do occasionally. It's not, okay, been there, done that. It's something that we do daily and regularly, and that's why we encourage you to be active and regular in hearing God's Word every weekend, to be people who are in God's Word, to read it and let it wash out over you on a daily basis, to be people of prayer who go to your God and Savior on a daily basis, day in and day out. And you might say, well, that sounds kind of dull and boring. Well, it calls for perseverance and endurance. And it has an effect. You'll discover that after a while, you can do things that maybe you never thought you could do. Less anxious, more joy, temper is down, more patient. Things that you never thought possible, maybe more forgiving. That doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen, oh, I said my prayers once, so I'm good, and now it's going to happen. No, it happens gradually, and so it calls for endurance and perseverance. Jesus promises, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. So we encourage. We encourage and are encouraged. A person who goes to church, you know, a couple times a year, maybe even once a month, they say, I'm not really getting much out of it. I'm like, oh. Not really surprised. You're not really putting much into it, are you? Can you imagine a person who says, well, you know, I've decided I'm going to quit exercising. I exercised 7 times in the last 12 months, haven't lost any weight. Like, really? Are you surprised? No, it calls for steadfastness and perseverance and endurance. And God's Word provides that for us. And we need that encouragement because sometimes we think we are all alone and no one else understands or cares and we want to quit or give up. And yes, even Christians feel that way. It doesn't mean you don't have faith, but we do get tired. We do get weary. We do get worn out. But you are not alone even in that. Hebrews chapter 11 is the great faith chapter of the New Testament. And you heard part of it today. But the whole chapter, it's a list of person after person after person who kept the faith in the face of great difficulty. And they didn't receive what was promised in this life. They receive it in the life to come. And that is our hope And that is our promise, and that is our encouragement. Hear these words again. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. You are loved. You are forgiven in Christ. That is certain and that is sure. And he will sustain you no matter what may come, because you worship a God who raises the dead. And that is the hope and promise he gives to us. Be encouraged. And as you are encouraged, be an encouragement to those around you, that they might be blessed as you are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.